Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are the Raiders a team that you were aware were looking at you, or did you have any idea?
Yeah, you know, Raiders are one of the teams, you know, I was close to from the beginning, you know, even since the combine. So, you know, that was it was good to see them, you know, come through and give me an opportunity like this.
Did you come? Did they have you out here for a visit at the facility?
No.
Have you taken a moment to think how unlikely this path has been for you, not having played football for all that long and how far you've come?
Yeah, it's crazy, you know. It's a little emotional right now. You know, everybody's crying in there, but because it's so unlikely, you know. And I told myself coming into the situation that, you know, I wasn't going to be upset, you know, if I didn't get drafted, because, you know, I've come so far already. So the fact that this happened, you know, it's, you know, one of the best days of my life.
I read that you worked out a lot with Trey Thomas in preparation for, you know, draft, people looking at you for the draft. Can you talk a little bit about that experience and how much it helped you?
Yeah, I mean, he's just so insightful, you know. He's got so much experience that coming from the other perspective, from the offensive tackle's perspective, it helped me out so much. You know, he told me things that I didn't know, you know, just the small things that you don't recognize in the game. And he really kind of helped me mentally, because that's, you know, the biggest part is, you know, if you have the tools physically, it's one thing. But, you know, football is, you know, it's almost like a mental game. So, you know, he helped me a lot.
How soon before you reach out to Steph Wisniewski about what it's like here with the Raiders?
You know, I was just living with Steph Wisniewski, for the off-season training when I was up at Penn State. You know, I stayed with him, and so, you know, I was always asking him about the Raiders, asking him about, you know, how it is, just things like that. So he always, you know, he had nothing but good things to say. And so now, you know, I could be his teammate again. It's a good feeling.
So in your 4 years in college, you had a dip in production your junior year. What happened there?
Junior year, I got hurt. You know, I had I sprained a ligament in my right foot, and it was just hard because I, you know, instead of having the surgery immediately, I decided to let it heal a little bit and then try and come back in the year. And you know, that junior year, I never gave myself time to heal up, so I could never really perform to my full potential.
When did you make the transition in your mind from basketball player to football player?
You know what? I think it was the first year I played, right? It was just playing in a football game and stepping on that field was like, it was almost like it enlightened me, you know. It was like a feeling that I never had before, you know. I played physical games. I played rugby growing up in England, but, you know, stepping on the football field, it's just a lot more excitement. And when I started to, you know, get a better feeling for the game, I kind of just became more and more intrigued by it.
Did you watch football at all growing up, or...?
A little bit, not so much. You know, I used to watch a little bit when I was interested, but, you know, I couldn't really follow it like, you know, you can in America.
Do you feel you have a lot of room, because you haven't played that long, you have a lot of room to grow and become a lot better than you are even right now?
I always think, you know, that's the one thing, you know, about me. I always think I have room to improve, you know what I mean? And that's in every area of life, you know. That's just my mindset. I can always be better. And then, you know, that's kind of where it's got me to where I am now, you know. Just that mindset that you can always improve is the mindset you need if you want to kind of progress.
How did you discover football? What was the reason you got on the field the first time?
Just you know, watching the games in high school and stuff, you know, just watching the people play, like watching the high school play, you know, it looked fun. I like to hit, you know, I like the contact, I like the physical part of it. So for me, that was, you know, that's what kind of brought me over to the sport. You know, I wanted to learn that.
So how does a guy go from never stepping on a football field to 2 years later being recruited by Penn State?
That's crazy, man. You know, my coach just told me, my high school coach told me, you know, when I stepped on the field, he tried to tell me a little bit about, you know, my position I'd be playing, the defensive end and the wide receiver. And then he just told me, on defense, he just told me, go get the ball. And, you know, that's what I did for him. You know, I just kind of, every play I lined up, and, you know, I took off and tried to get back to the running back, you know, as much as possible. And you know, one thing I think that helped me was just my work ethic. I used to always do the extra part just to try and get better.
What did the Raiders coaches say to you when they got you on the phone?
They said congratulations. They said, we expect you to keep showing us, the motive that you showed on the tape, and keep working harder. So keep working harder now you're here. Because, it's about football now. Celebrate with your families for tonight and then, get ready for minicamp when it starts because, this is about football.
Through this process, what was the one thing you were trying to show scouts and coaches? What were you trying to prove?
I think the biggest thing I was trying to show is that, I think physically I'm just as able as any other defensive end in the draft. And I think that whatever they need me to do, whatever they want me to do, I'm not going to stop working until I get to that point where they're satisfied and I'm satisfied with my performance. I really want to bring a lot to the table. And I think that, I'm happy I got drafted. But for me, this is the beginning, This is where I have to kind of improve myself so I can, help the Raiders and hopefully help us win the Super Bowl.
You said you were getting prepared for the event that you might not get drafted. Can you discuss what this process has been like for you?
It's crazy. It's weird because I don't know what the coaches think. I don't know how I don't know how people, rank different players and stuff, and I don't know what different coaches want. And, sometimes different teams have different rankings, and you just never know. And so, a lot of the mock drafts, I don't like to look at them, but a lot of them, it has me going, undrafted or sixth round, seventh round. And, I kind of hope for the best the whole time, kind of prayed, hopefully, hope that everything, went well. But when I finally got the call, waiting was hard, watching the draft, I didn't really want to watch it, but my whole family was here, I had to watch it. But, when I got that phone call, it was just a relief, it was knowing that I was going to get an opportunity, to kind of come in, showcase what I had.
Where are you at right now?
I'm at my family place in New Jersey, my host family in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
What were the circumstances of your move to America? Did the whole family move together?
My real family still live back in London. They still live there. And, I keep in contact with them closely. I just, ever since I've lived in America, I've lived with a host family, like a big Italian family. And they treat me like their family. They treat me like real family out there. So, I feel lucky. I feel blessed just, to be with them. And for them, they support me and treat me like their son.
What's the name of that family?
D'Andrea family, D-A-N-D-R-E-A.
You grew up in London, Arsenal supporter?
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you very much
for
your time.
Thank you. Congratulations.